just finished the dressage, William Fox Pitt on his second horse. William, are you disappointed with the mark? Did you feel that you did better?
I'm very pleased with Park Lane Hawk. He did a lovely test. It was a shame that he made a bit of a fluff of the rein back. He doesn't normally do that, and I think that was just, you know, nerves and, you know, the excitement. And you've got all the cameras this year right behind them when they're doing that, and I could feel him not really focusing on me. I think I just lost his attention for a second. But, you know, he came back really well, and I was very, very pleased with how he went.
What about you mentioned the cameras, the whole atmosphere. Does it still affect a horse that's so experienced at this level?
I think normally it would. He's a thoroughbred horse. He's a sensitive horse. I think my other horse, Oslo, it probably wouldn't affect at all. He's a real show-off and would have, you know, benefited from good blasting wind and a few more people cheering because he's that sort of horse. Whereas I think Park Lane Hawk would definitely have felt it a little bit, but he's done three majors, you know, now and coped very well with them, and, you know, he's got a very good brain.
You held it together in there nevertheless. What about tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. It'll be an exciting day. I'm looking forward to riding both these horses around badminton. Neither of them have done badminton before. Both are really up for the challenge and are fitting well. So, you know, I'm hoping that it's a tough course. And, you know, I'm not in the lead after the dressage, so I should be hoping it causes plenty of trouble.
Well, yes, we're hoping for you as well. I have to mention the Rolex Grand Slam at this point because, like you say, you're not in the lead going into the dressage, which would have been the nicest position for you to be in. Is it on your mind at all?
I think now, you know, once the dressage is over, it's you got to do your best. It's a proper competition now, and, you know, the order's been set, and we just got to get on with it. So I think now, you know, what will happen will, and I think that, you know, they've definitely put a challenge out there, and, you know, let's hope it proves one. But as I said before, good horses here, and they might make it look very easy. Hoping my two do, of course.
You always do, William. You always do. Well done. Congratulations. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.